Blog Talk Radio.
I gotta tell what I feel. I gotta talk about my life as I see.
Welcome.
You just tuned into the
T-Hour
Show. And it is the biggie. It's your boy Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, Man Cabbage packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghostwriting, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing to the score of my life, through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, lightning bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King when the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this thriller. These plates bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo.
This is Journey Brave and you are now tuned in to the T-Hour Show.
What's up? My name is Ray Cole, and we are on the D-Hour Indie Up Saturday. So thank you for tuning in. I got my co-host, Mitri D, a.k.a. No Reasons, in the building. How you feeling this evening, Mitri?
What's up, Ray? How you feeling, baby girl?
I'm feeling okay. A little sleepy, but you know, hey, whatever. I can sleep when I die, right?
You can't sleep when you die. That's when the party starts.
Oh, maybe it's a party on the other side waiting on me. But as far as in this life, you got to do it.
You're going to be up there singing with Lena Horne. You're going to be up there. You're going to be up there getting it in with Pac and Biggie. We're going to have a big old party.
Uh-oh, we're going to have like a backyard barbecue going on. That'd be kind of cool. I like barbecues. So, yeah, that's what's
like,
up.
God's going to be like, yo, bring the roasted piggy out. We finna get busy.
He's speaking my language, some rip tips and some snoots. I'll tear it up. Look, the country will come out of me in the pearly gates. But how you been doing, though?
Hey, you know me. I'm grinding as usual. Grind squad, we never stop. Always grinding.
Yes. You can grind. You can, like I said, sleep when you die. But in this life, you got to get up and get beat on it, honey. Or you will miss out. So what we got going on today on the D-Hour Indie Up Saturday show, we got a few interviews and we got some hot topics. We're going to be talking to Jay Marie and Mishro the Illest here in a little bit. And we're also going to be talking about Michael Jackson's long-lost son and that mom that drove her kids into the ocean. Yeah, I mean, the stories get a little wild and deep on here, I see. But, yeah, but what we're going to do first, we're going to go ahead and spin two records. D said don't say that no more because it sounds old. I'm sorry, D. That's
he
funny.
It sound like what?
He said it sounds old. He said nobody, when I say spin records, he was like, don't nobody say that no more. Look, I don't care what they say. That's what I say.
All right, we're gonna spin these dope tracks for you know for y'all. Let me help Ray out before she gets us in trouble.
Hey, yes, we're gonna spin these dope tracks. Oh my god, like
she's just playing.
We'll laugh about it later, but yeah, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna get this track running. Is that better? The first one is a mile high, better off. Then we're going to do some Kim Chase, The Life. So sit back, relax, stay tuned. We'll be right back. I promise. Okay, here we go.
India.
All right. Yeah. Better off. Maybe
I'll be better out. Maybe I'll be better out. Maybe I'll be better out. Maybe I'll be better out. Maybe I'll be happy.
Told me you was working, seemed a little nervous. I was writing verses, melody was perfect. You was out flirting, I was so certain. We had no worries. Writing early, you was in a hurry. Told you you was hurting, knowing you was dirty. Hop in the bourbon, I could see you smirking. Didn't think I knew about it, I should write a song about it. You out swerving, I'm at home hurting. Packing on my shit, you can have the house I purchased. You don't deserve it, maybe I should burn it down. Bet you wish you was out working now. I'm single again, back on my grind. Shit just ain't what it was then. Girl, quit wasting my time.
She told me I was high, take a sweater off. I told her she was colder than I ever thought. Baby, if you wanna go, then go ahead and go. Cause truthfully, I think that I'd be better off. See, how could you up and just leave me? Never moved on, it ain't easy. Baby, I really think that I'd be better off. Than better off. It's like running out of loving. Love overcooked, muffin out the oven. How you gon' lie and try and tell me it was nothing? Shawty, it was something, wasn't it? Love had me blinded, but your heart was all I wanted. Money over bitches, but you was over money. Looking way back, got me sick to my stomach. If love is a battlefield, then I'm a casualty of loving. Oh, I wish I could bring back those days when the sex was great. All love, no hate, but I know things gon' change and the sun gon' shine right after the rain. But I wish I could slow that down and show you how I'm feeling right now. No refunds, I paid that cost, moving on, but I'm better off. She told me I was high, take a sweater off. I told her she was colder than I ever thought. Baby, if you wanna go, then go ahead and go. Cause truthfully, I think that I'd be better off. See, how could you up and just leave me? Never moved on, it ain't easy. Baby, I really think that I'd be better off.
It all happened so fast for me. I thought I knew, but I ain't really know the half of it. And love making it was passionate. And me and you was fan, I never said it was an accident. Nah. And now your attitude's changing. So lately I've been hesitating on the love making. Lying in my face and all the crazy shit you're saying. My lower level of patience, the question evading. Distant relations, very bitter taste buds. Rigid heartbreaker, feeling like I hate ya. I ain't gon' chase ya, I'd rather replace ya. Only thing I chase is the paper, that's the nigga nature. And I don't mean no disrespect. I'm so gone trying to get a better deal than that. Getting hot to take your sweater off. Have to let you leave and now I'm thinking that I'm better off.
She told me I was high, take a sweater off. I told her she was colder than I ever thought. Baby, if you wanna go, then go ahead and go. Cause truthfully, I think that I'd be better off. See, how could you up and just leave me? Never moved on, it ain't easy. Baby, I really think that I'd be better off. Better off.
Talking about first, Michael Jackson or the mom driving her kids into the ocean?
Doesn't matter to me. Both of them, like, wow.
And they said they both, what's going on here type of ordeal. Well, let's talk about Michael Jackson. How about that? Okay, so found an article on TMZ about his supposed son. It says, Michael Jackson's self-professed long-lost son going public with DNA evidence Thursday. I mean, he kind of looked like he could be Michael Jackson's son, but, you know. Anyways, so Michael Jackson has a 31-year-old son, at least that's what the man claims, and we're told he plans to go public on Thursday with what he believes is an ironclad DNA evidence. His name is Brandon Howard, the son of singer Mickey Howard, whom Joe Jackson represented back in the 1980s. Sources close to Brandon tell us Mickey and MJ met in 1982, and Brandon was born soon after. Brandon grew up in Cleveland and now lives in Miami. He's now a singer who goes by the name B. Howard, and he's had some success. We're told he's a part of the Akon song, or a new Akon song. As far as B. Howard is sure, he's Michael Jackson's son. Our sources says he somehow acquired DNA from an old orthodontic device worn by Michael. It is unclear how he got a hold of it, but we're told the test results show a match. The results will be unveiled Thursday on filmon.com. It may be there now because I think this article may be a little old, maybe like a week or so old. Oh, yeah, once the DNA results are revealed, he plans to go after the MJ estate for money. Estate lawyer Howard Witzman tells TMZ we never even heard from him, adding any deadline for claiming to Michael's child has long since passed. Check out the music video B. Howard released in 2011 in which he blatantly bites Michael Jackson's dance moves and his vocals. So, what do you think about that?
Man, I don't believe it.
But you
everybody,
ain't going?
Everybody want a piece of Michael when he did. Why he wait till after he died to go, hey, I'm his son, what happened to... Hey, Dad, I'm your little man right here, right now. If you had, you could have got access to this. If you felt it that way, you could have just, you know, did your mom tell you to use Michael's son?
I would hope so.
Right. And don't forget it. Then you should have been at it. You should have been at it back in the day. We know when Michael's still alive. Like, yo, you and my mom got it on. You know, y'all got it on. So what's up? I need a paternity test. I need to see if you my daddy.
Right?
So Are you my daddy? Nikki saying, "What do you say to the nice man?
Are you my daddy?"
Oh yeah. Was that on Don't be a menace
while drinking your juice? Yeah.
Yeah, that show crazy. But, no, I definitely feel you. I mean, I feel like, why are you just now coming out with it? Like, you know, how come this isn't something that you didn't come out with long, like a while before this? Because you are, well, you 31, like you ain't like you 18. I mean, I give him the benefit of the doubt and say maybe his mama just told him not to, maybe a few years back, or, you know,
okay,
I don't know. Even a few years back.
No, you know, when come on now. We talk about Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson got all these other kids.
You say you just not going.
He got all these other kids, you know. He got Bookshelf and all these other, what's the other name for the kids?
Well, I know one is Blanket, Prince, Michael, and then the one girl that they were talking about was in some type of rehab for, well, I want to say it was suicide or drugs. It was something, I don't know, but...
So,
I mean, I don't know. Who knows why this man is doing this? I mean, they said he got some DNA evidence, so, I mean, I'm curious to see. But the thing is, I mean, I almost want them to exhume his body and get some evidence. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what that is. For all we know, that might not even be Michael Jackson DNA. I need to see the full thing to know to be like, yeah, you his boy. But he does look like him a little bit like, I mean, it wouldn't be... hard to believe, but you know what would be awesome though, if he is his son, because all them rumors about him being weird and not being with a woman, that'll show shit. Michael Jackson was just getting it on with somebody somewhere at
some point in time. I don't care what you say. Michael was getting it in, but everybody ain't supposed to know that he's getting it in.
Of course.
Even if he was doing his thing, he would, trust me. Somebody was giving Michael the kitty, yo. Michael would take a little kitty every now and then.
Hey, what's that song, Dirty Diana? Billie Jean, like, he was singing about it, grabbing his stuff. Like, he was too much of a freak not to be getting it. I mean, he did some freaky stuff on stage, grabbing your crouch. You hear how Michael, just listen to his lyrics on some of the songs. Like, Michael, you a player. Like, you ain't no little innocent puppy.
Come on now, you know how Michael have been like,
hey, shorty, come here. Yes, Michael? Take your clothes off.
That's probably where he got that scream from, for real, but I think that voice was made up. I think Michael Jackson had to have a different voice, because there's no way.
Hey, Michael was like Michelle A. Oh, you know, on the record he was, you know, doing his little soft voice, but at home he was like, Tito, man, come here real quick.
At home he's doing that screaming and all that type of stuff, yeah. But no, well, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Jackson, long lost son, we don't know what to think. Hopefully somebody else does know what to think, hopefully. For that brother, if that's what he wants out of life, hopefully he is his son. But if he's not, then this is going to be a big womp, womp, womp. So what we're going to get ready. Go ahead.
It's too late, buddy. It's too late. You should have been kind. You should have been stepped forward when everybody else was getting paid. Now you want to come out and try to get the chump changes left.
Well, I don't think it's going to be no changes left, because he didn't know about you, so he probably didn't leave you anything. And if he did, you know, kudos to Michael, you know, but like I said, I don't think he knew about you, or maybe you, I don't know.
Michael knew.
That's that man's situation.
Michael knew. Michael knew about him. And Nikki's probably being bogus, like, no, you can't see him because he ain't yours. Okay, Michael's like, fuck it then, he ain't mine then, fuck it.
Oh, Lord. Well, we about to cut some more records here. About to spin some more tracks up in here on the DIY
put
the India. Boom.
Put the needle on a record.
Yeah. Yeah, we about to put a needle on a record, pop some 45s. But I'm going to go ahead and play this Drew Illy, Up All Night, and Drew James, Merry Go Round. So, sit back, relax, and hopefully when you come back, we'll be getting in with our first interview. All right, here we go.
She want a man with the knots in his pocket, but I ain't got it, I tell your girl to stop it. She got me up all night, eh? She got me up all night. me up all night, eh? And I just wanna take flight right now. I know you smell it, you smellin' on all that endo. They think they know me just like I'm kinfolk. But they don't know me, I'm rolling up like a window. Let me see your manners, I'm a fly yellow guy, never take advantage, hoping you can understand it. Do you understand it? You got me up all night, I'm wanting everything you got, I promise I demand it. Baby girl, you all so cold, then I turn on the temperature, now you all so froze. They all hate on you, don't you know? Now you hitting the mannequin when you strike your pose. So what you want, girl? You want a man that got money and dollars, but they don't want none of your problems, hey. So put me on, girl, and we can stay up all night, take flight, and do whatever you like, hey. It's gon' get bigger. Penetration, make them thicker. How you figure? Roll with us. Pose for the picture. Put me on it like get them. Put me on it like sick them. Like sick them. But it might not be a dog. But it might not be the truth. But you will not take a loss. I'm a boss, no Ross. Ain't another like me. Ain't no telling what you might see. I get it, I get it. I'm rolling up some sticky. Go and tell your girlfriends that you found somebody different. And the difference is they do not need to know. I'ma leave by the road and we bout to hit the road. Shawty, go and get your clothes. Take some milli up your nose. I can show you how the different life goes.
She got me up all night.
Ladies and gents, step right up. Come get on the merry-go-round. You could lose your lunch, you could lose your love. $1, that's all. Cheap rides, cheap thrills. Fellas, bring your ladies. Ladies, bring your fellas.
I'ma give it to you, to you. Other people like to claim, so it's us, we keep it silent. And I know always sound plain. I don't like it, and I know you feel the same. So especially keep it silent. So I gotta tell you, you should keep it silent. Keep it silent, you should keep it silent.
Why don't you go and put your arms around me? I'm guaranteed it's gonna be going down.
Just gotta keep it silent.
I know you want it, and I want it too. But it's something, baby, I want you to do.
We just gotta keep it silent.
Why don't you go and put your arms around me? I guarantee it's gonna be going down.
Just gotta keep it silent.
I know you want it, and I want it too. But it's something, baby, I want you to do.
We just gotta keep it silent. And I ain't tryna play games. You a diamond, baby, I am not ashamed. We just need to keep it silent. Guys and women all the same. At least stuff that other people like to claim. So it's us, we keep it silent. And I know it sounds lame. I don't like it, and I know you feel the same. So it's us, we keep it silent. So I gotta tell you, we should keep it silent. Keep it silent, we should keep it silent.
Yes, yes, we should keep it silent. If somebody tell you that, you probably don't need to be messing with them. But we are back on Indie Up Saturday, the D Hour Network. Forgive me, I had my time. It's a little off. I kind of went a little bit too early with the music, you know what I'm saying? But that's cool because I got something here that will make up for the time. So, 50 hip-hop facts that every 90s baby should know. Sounds interesting, right? No reason? Okay, so I'm going to do 10 of them, okay? And then we'll go from there. So the first one is Nas was 21 when he released his first album, Illmatic, and just 17 when he started recording it. Wow, that's kind of cool. Like a four-year period, but I guess if you're 17, especially if you're a kid, ain't nothing wrong with it. You got to do what you got to do. But, okay, so second fact. The acronym for hip-hop group EPMD stands for Eric and Parrish Making Dollars.
Making Dollars.
Okay. I mean, that's real to them. That's what's up. The 90s, I swear, looking at these pictures.
That was my group, boy.
My role, yeah.
I still bump EPMD to this day. I got it all. Yeah. I got all their stuff. All their stuff sitting in the car now. I be killing it. That Nas, the Illmatic, shit. I got all that stuff in the car.
Oh wow. See, man, I wish I could keep up with CDs like that. Every time I start me a CD collection, somebody steal my shit. But okay, so the next one is. Biz Markie produced most of EPMD's first album. Did you know that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Let's see. The fourth fact.
Sleeping Bad
Records. Original. You say what?
That was when they was on Sleeping Bad Records.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, so I'm going to read one more. And then I'm going to spin a record because it looks like we got our first interview on the line. But the original four elements of hip-hop are MCing, B-boying, which is breaking. I'm not sure what that means, DJing, and graffiti. All right.
Wait. You said you don't know what B-boying is.
Is that beatboxing?
Nah, that's breakdancing, baby. Breaking. That's the B-boy style. You put the fresh pumas on with your shell toe, with the Levi's denim suit. You know what? Next week, your schoolwork for this week, I need you to sit at home throughout this week. By next Saturday, I need you to watch Breaking, B Street, and Crush Grooving. Then you'd be okay.
Okay.
I will tell you why.
You text me all that, but we're going to spin this record and get ready for our next interview. Don't be making fun of me. Here we go with Shamora called Deal Breaker. What?
I said it's all on Netflix, so you good.
Okay, I'm going to look it up, too, because I got Netflix. I'm going to be trying to bite.
I know you do.
Superwoman intuition tells me that things are just a little out of sync. And when I called it out, you barely could look me in my face. And now you're hollering, baby, don't let us break up. There's gotta be a way that we can make up. Oh, but you ain't know that we just gotta know that we can take a lot. But this is where it's time for. Go on, make believe she's worth it if you won't. But that's a deal breaker. Go on, you were supposed to pay, but don't come home. That's a deal breaker, a heart shaker, a life changer, rearranger. That's a deal breaker. Deal breaker. You wanna know that I can forgive you? Stop you begging for it. Let you hurt me. Boy, you can't be negligent. You played a game, boy, and lost. You should have bet on me. Here's where you find out that I'm the real thing. And sorry is what you gon' be. Cause I done shut you out, boy. Go on, play all in the covers if you won't. That's a deal breaker. Go on, make believe she's worth it if you won't.
Melody unleashes an innovative and unique approach to music. Her style can best be described as a musical cornucopia. This singer, songwriter, and musician hailing from California, by the way, of Tulsa, Oklahoma, has shared the stage with such musical legends as Charlie Wilson, Bobby Brown, and the SOS Band, to name a few. This driven artist wrote for and vocally arranged many up-and-coming projects. However, her endeavors are limitless. Jay Marie is the founder of the BITCH movement, Beautiful, Intelligent, and Treasured Creations of Him is what it stands for, a network created to inspire, motivate, and empower, and is gearing up to release her EP, The Reintroduction, in the spring in 2014. Prepare to experience Jay Marie. Let's go ahead and give her a warm the hour walk. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for coming on. So we're gonna get right into it. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been doing this thing called music for several years. I mean, since I was born. I come from a musically inclined family. So my grandmother was a jazz pianist. My father and his sisters, they were like the Jackson Five of our town. And then when my mother married my father, she joined the group. Then my twin brother is my production partner. So it's just a family thing, something I've always done, something I just love to do. And I'll always do it, no matter if I'm indie or if I make it major. Like, it's just what I love. It's who I am.
Okay. That's what's up, the whole family. Do you guys do, we do this at my house. We just break out, like, random sessions of songs. Like, somebody's, like, beatboxing, somebody's singing. Like, do you guys do anything like that, just random songs?
You know, occasionally, this past Christmas, my mother and I went down to visit my brother, and we got in a session and, you know, recorded this Christmas. We did our own little rendition. But my brother and I, we actually grew up playing in a band with my parents. So we were in the clubs at, like, 12 years old singing, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it is what it is. You guys, it seemed like you guys benefited from it, so it's nothing wrong with that at all. Okay, if you could choose one word to describe yourself, what would it be and why?
Eclectic.
Okay.
Because I just march to the beat of my own drum. I'm always told I look different. And one thing, like, a person can know me, have known me for years, maybe not seen me in a while, and I can pass them on the street and they won't know who I am. But I can meet a new person. And they're like, oh, my gosh, do I know you? Like, I always look different, and that can be transferred to my music as well. Like, it just depends on my mood, how I'm feeling, what I'm going through. I can do a soul song one day and then come back, and it's just, like, hood, and I want to rap. I'm not a rapper, but, you know, it's just my moods. Like, I go all over the place, and I think that's a little bit of the Gemini in me as well.
Okay. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, hey, most times singers, you want to sing about what you're feeling, and you want to look how you feel, just in general. Just, you know, that's just how we get down. But let's see here. Okay, so that one. No, what projects are you currently working on?
Well, right now I'm in the midst of finishing up my EP called The Reintroduction of J. Marie. I released a full album a couple of years back, which did fairly well. As far as for being an independent artist, it did well. So now it's just like I'm in a new phase of my life, a new phase of my artistry. So I want to do The Reintroduction. So it's definitely still that J. Marie vibe, but a little bit you can tell the growth and just I'm telling about, you know, new experiences that I've gone through. So that's one project. Another thing, my twin and I are working on a couple of independent films as far as scoring those and stuff like that. So, yeah, and I'm writing for some other artists as well. So 2014 is looking pretty big.
It's a pretty spiffy. Okay, oh, I heard that. Yes. I like the name of it, too, The Reintroduction. Like, it's like I'm back. Like, yeah, I thought I left. Nope. I'm back.
Right. Oh, no. Never that. I don't leave. Yeah.
I'm taking some time. I know that's right. Okay. I got another question that I'm going to let No Reasons get a few
hey,
in.
You, hey, hey, Ray.
Go ahead.
Keep going.
Go ahead.
You're doing all the things I was thinking, so keep going. You good.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, what are some of the obstacles that you have had to face as an up-and-coming artist?
Woo! Just finding people that really believe in what you're doing. You know, it's one thing. I have a lot of friends. I have a lot of people that I know in the industry that do music or whatever. Just because you do that, and you're my friend, I don't think you have to believe in me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't ever want to work with someone just on the strength of they're my friend. No, if you don't really believe in my talent and what I'm doing, it's okay.
Right.
I want people that to be a part of the team that honestly get it. And we, you know, you don't have to get it. So the hardest thing is just finding a team of dedicated people, loyal people that really see the vision and want to help push forward with that vision. So I've been pretty much doing everything myself. I have, you know, my twin, he does a lot of my production. He's very pro J. Marie and very supportive, so he pushes me and he keeps me grounded and solid and just sane, because sometimes, you know, being independent, you're like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? But he's like, yo, like, get it together, sis. So I think that's the most difficult. And then not being your typical artist, you know, I was faced with this dilemma a couple of weeks ago where I was meeting with a couple of people and they were like, well, what about doing pop? Like, we see you as a pop artist. Like, we want to work with you as pop. And I'm like, what about me says pop, you know? Like, I'm not a pop artist. So I think it's really just being true to yourself and your artistry. I could tell you 1,000 artists right now, they're at the top of the charts, and they didn't start off doing whatever they're doing, but they did that to make it, and it's going well for them. So if that's what you want to do, do it. But that's not something that I choose to do.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I definitely feel you there. I mean, you want to stay true to yourself and the things that are true to you, because when you try to do stuff that other people want you to do, it kind of comes off as being artificial, you know, or like you're just not all
totally.
The way there. So, yeah, I definitely
Yeah, everything has its own time and its phases, and you're going to go in and out of, oh, this type of music or that type of music, but good music, I don't care what genre it is, what year it is, like a good song is going to transcend all time, periods, whatever, you know? So that's what I want to do.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes. I mean, because there's so many songs. I think, like, the songs they put on the radio now, I mean, most of them are only for the moment songs. Like, you, in 10, 15 years, you're probably like, what is this garbage? You know what I'm saying? Like, how does this ever make it, like, to the mainstream, you know? So I definitely feel you on that one, definitely. Okay,
totally.
Let's see here. Okay, so here's a fun question. If you could collaborate with any artist, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many that I want to collaborate with, but I would have to say at least Stokely from Mint Condition. If I can't get the full band,
yes.
If I can get everybody, at least Stokely. I am absolutely head over heels in love with his voice. And
yes.
It would just be like a dream come true. Oh, my gosh, yes, Stokely. If you're listening, holla at a playa.
You say, I'm looking for the brother. Yes.
I seen him
live once, and when I say he sounds just like the record, like, you know, a lot of people can't do that, but he sounded just like the record. I was like, oh my God. Like,
let me tell
up.
You,
so,
I'm at every single, any time they are in within 100 miles of where I am, I'm there. So
wow.
They know me by face. Because I am their front and center. I don't play.
Okay. Well, he's definitely, in my opinion, because I had to do some, I was researching some of the people that may come onto the show, and he was one of the people, not onto this particular one, but one of the other shows on the network, and I was looking up, you know, just his back history. He is a very talented, like, worked with a lot of people and just a lot of stuff. It's like, wow, like, you are very talented. But we're going to get back to the questions here. Okay, I got a few more, and then we'll get to the song. You sure you don't have any questions over there, no reason?
Hey, I'm good. I'm just listening to the women talk. Hey.
No reason, you ain't got anything for me.
Hey, when you work with Ray Ray, when she start going in, just kick your feet up and let her do her thing. I'm kicking my feet up.
I got you.
Get your crusty feet down. No, I'm joking. Okay, Anyways, so on to the next question. What is your ultimate goal as an artist, and where do you see yourself in 5 years?
My ultimate goal as an artist is just to be able to sustain myself doing my artistry. So, you know, I'm a singer, I'm a songwriter, I paint, I'm just an all-around creative person. So my thing is I want to just be able to live a happy, comfortable life doing what it is that I love and sharing my gift with other people. You know, everybody has their own definition of what success is, and if, you know, you're an artist and you're not, you know, a Grammy Award winner or whatever, you know, like, no. As long as I'm able to do what I love and live off of doing what I love, I'm good.
Okay.
So in 5 years, I see myself as a successful independent artist. I say I'm successful right now, but successful as far as being able to buy me a house off of it, travel to more countries and perform. I've been to a couple, but travel like all over the world and perform for people, and just be a blessing to others.
Okay, that's awesome. That's, you know what I'm saying. You seem very pleasant, so I can see that happening for you. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you're already successful. Just keep pushing, and I can see wonderful things for you. You know, I wish everybody the best in their endeavors. Oh, yes. No problem. But, okay, so I'm going to ask you one more question. Then we're going to do some shout-out type things if you want to. But the next question is, how do you balance your personal life and your art?
I don't. No. It pretty much is all the same thing. My personal life, I'm a very private person, first of all. So, you know, I'm trying to get down with the social media and stuff, but I'm doing this thing called Melodious Mondays now where I do a video every Monday, put that out, and, you know, starting to tweet and stuff. But my personal life is just, I'm really focused right now on just trying to make everything happen. You know, time waits for no one. So my personal life as far as love and all that good stuff will come later. I'm just really focused on the music and being a better person and being, you know, who God created me to be. So.
Okay. I mean, it'd be like this sometimes. Like, sometimes you have to go, like, off into a room and focus on what you need to focus on.
You know.
Everybody
and then
else, I'll see you later.
Yeah, and you know, I live in L.A., and just the dating out here sucks. It sucks so bad.
You can come to Vegas, and I'm here, so you got.
Holla.
Oh, there you go. Holla. Look at you trying to holla over there. You better cut it out.
I can back everything up.
Do I need to mute my end so y'all can have a private
We might need to put that song on.
I know, right? Okay, what's going on here? To the next question. Oh, no. But where can the listeners find your music or your product?
My music and just getting in contact with me, everything can be found at experiencejmarie.com. That's also my Twitter handle and my Instagram and Facebook. So everything is experiencejmarie.
Okay.
Awesome. I like that name, experience. Like, I am an experience, honey. I like that. Okay, they ain't ready. Yes. Okay, well, did you have any shout-outs or last remarks before we bring your song up?
I just want to say thank you again so much for having me on, and D Slate has been a tremendous supporter of my music from the beginning. So it's always just a pleasure to be interviewed on you guys' show.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in. Yes, we appreciate it when people call in and sit and speak with us, and you sound so pleasant and genuine, so thank you on behalf of the D-Hour India Saturday show. Yes.
Yes.
So did you want to introduce your song? Do you know which one it is? Do I need to tell you?
Sure. I believe I'm aware. Okay, you guys, listen up. This is my song Future from my debut album entitled The Introduction. So sit back, relax, and let the show know what you think of it so that you can hear it again. Here's Future.
Boom, here we go.
Uh-huh. Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Do you have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yes. We are back. This is Indie Up Saturday on the D-Hour Network. I am your girl, Ray Cole. Holding it down with me forever and always is No Reasons, a.k.a. Meech Meech. Go ahead. I'm sorry. My mouth be rolling. Go ahead. Let it off you eat.
Oh, you good. But just in case you don't know, it's your boy, Meetri D, a.k.a. No Reason, in the building with the girl, Ray Cole, the RC Cola of R&B right there. You know what I mean? That good stuff.
RC Cola, I ain't seen one of the machines in a long time. Okay. So we got to get serious here for un momento. Okay, because we got a tale here of a mom driving her 3 kids into the ocean. I'd have heard it to the lake, but this chick then ran these kids into the ocean. Okay, so this story is from CNN.com. It says, Tim Tessiner was driving along Daytona Beach on Tuesday with his wife when they noticed the minivan driving through shallow water as it headed south. That was unusual enough, but then when they heard the screams, it was 2 children crying and waving for help out of the rear windows. Tessiner threw the car in park and raced over to see whether he could get the children out of the minivan. One child was screaming. Tessiner recalled Wednesday to CNN's Pierce Morgan, "Please help us. Our mom is trying to kill us." The other child he could see was wrestling a woman for the steering wheel, but the woman just kept saying, "We're okay, we're okay, we're okay." As another man joined Tessiner trying to get the driver to stop, then she smashed on the accelerator, turned left, and shot into the cold, heavy surf of the Atlantic Ocean, touching the shore of the Florida city. It was now a battle against the pool of the water, and the second man, Stacy Robinson, opened the door and pulled out the 2 panicked children. There was a good chance if he and Tessiner hadn't been there, the children ages 10 and 9 would have drowned inside the van as it pitched into the water, officials said. I have siblings that age, so it was like the big brother came out of me, Robinson said. But there was one more child, a 3-year-old girl, strapped in a car seat. A lifeguard dove in through a front window and unbuckled the child and handed her to the lifeguard. The vehicle was bobbing in the water about 3 feet deep. The mother just walked away, Tessna said, silent with a strange, almost possessed look on her face. A day later, she was at a hospital in Daytona Beach awaiting a mental evaluation. Volusia County Sheriff Ben Johnson said, her children, including her unborn baby, oh, God, were fine. And then this bitch was crazy. No charges have it. She snapped. No charges have been filed, Johnson said, and the investigation into why she drove into the ocean was just the beginning. CNN is not identifying the children or the woman who had stopped early in the day after her sister called police to let them know how concerned she was for her siblings' mental state. According to a Daytona Beach police report, the woman was stopped by an officer who questioned her. In the backseat, the kids sat calmly with smiles. The woman told an officer that she feared for her safety and was worried her former husband would harm them. But the officer was concerned that she might have a mental illness. He asked the detective who was there to talk to her while other officers called the sister back. Okay, yeah, we're going to skip down. So after talking to the officer, almost 2 hours later, she was driving on the beach outside the traffic lane, drawing the attention of beach patrol and bystanders like Robinson and Tessner on vacation from North Carolina. So I'm going to go ahead and end it there because the rest of it is just a lot of stuff that it might be important to somebody, but it's not really important to the point we're trying to get across. But, yeah, it sounds like she snapped. Like, I watched that show Snapped a lot, and I know black people used to say, like, oh, that's white people stuff. Black people are committing stuff that used to be white people crime, like driving people into the ocean. The dude, remember the dude, the zombie dude, eating the people's face, like just real crazy stuff. Stuff that we be like, oh, that's white people stuff. No, it ain't, crime does not have a color, people. That's a myth now because black people are snapping out. Like, I don't know what's going on in the Negro community, but we are snapping off, like, for real, for real. Like, we are there. What's your thoughts on it, Meech Reach?
Oh, well, it was about time, you know, it was about time for us to start making appearance and snapping out. You know, we be losing, you know. We were all caught, and we gonna black out. We're going to black out in our privacy of our own home. You know, we're going to do stuff where ain't nobody around, and we're going to do it. But I guess trying to be to that point where I guess those certain people want to let them know, hey, we black out too. You know, we do some crazy shit too. So I guess, you know, I guess she heard some voices. Remember how Martin used to say, kill four people. Smoking that weed. See, that's what happens. You start smoking that weed when you start lacing it with stuff or smoking on that spice. But you spice smoking, start going crazy. It ain't our fault.
I mean, I think what it may have been, I mean, what it sound like, was she got three kids in the car with her and she pregnant. It sound like she was trying to either, one, get rid of them kids because the man didn't want her no more, get rid of the kids, despite the man, you know, because people be doing shit like that. Like, they'll try to hurt the man by hurting the kids. But, you know, if it's that bad, just drop them off somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
And
just drop them off at a shelter or something.
You can take them to the police station. No question asked. Just walk them in the door and walk right out.
Right, and
move on with
your
life. To the age of 17. Well, you got a problem with your kids. That's what I'm going to do. You know what? I'm going to start a foundation. From now on, parents, if you got a problem with your kids, you want to get rid of them, you can take them to Leave No Kid Behind Because No Reason Got Them. Foundation.
Say Uncle No Reason.
Uncle No Reason got you. We going to make sure you're all right. I don't care if you're bad, you're good, you've been, you know, people been touching you when they ain't supposed to touch you, we going to find you a home. We good over here.
Man, it's sad that people are getting to that point, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just, you know, what is really pushing us to this point where we are snapping in public,
well,
just like
know,
the lady that they shot down there in Washington, driving around the White House, had a kid in the car, like speeding away from the cops. Like, we are doing some craziness.
She was wilding out. Well, I guess they feel the D.C. sniper proved that we can go crazy. Why can't they add to it? You know?
I mean, I guess with black people, we already got enough stuff. You get what I'm saying? We got enough stuff pointed at us. Like, now we doing some psycho shit. Like, we driving around drowning babies, like, and then telling the people that's trying to get the kids out the car that it's all right. No, it's not all right. you are in the middle of the ocean. A shark or a whale is about to drive by or swim by and float your little van on out further into the ocean, and you got them kids in the car. If you want to kill yourself, by all means. You know what I'm saying? Peace.
That's what hurts me. If you want to kill yourself, kill yourself. But leave the kids alone. The kids ain't had nothing to do with it. They didn't ask to be here. You deal with what you deal with. If it was your husband, your baby, you know, your boyfriend, you know, take them over to the grandma's house. Take them over to one of the aunts or cousins, somebody that you know love the kids. Just take them by there and be like, hey, girl, I got to make a run, and I'll be back. Do it that way.
Right.
You know, just do it that way. Leave the kids out.
It hurts my heart when you hear about it being kids. It's just like, what the hell? Did you hear about that man that took his son out in the woods and was going to kill him? I don't know if he did or was going to kill him. Because he said that he was possessed and to get the demons out of him or some craziness. Like, I mean, who really got the demon? Is it some sickness inside of you? Or I doubt that it's really inside the kid. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the world's so scary, you really got to pay attention. I mean, I know sometimes people can trick you, but you got to pay attention to who you having kids with, because you've been messed around and had kids with a serial killer. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't even know it. Like, for real, you got to go through the training process. For real, you ain't even know it, okay? Like, for real, like, you got to be selective. Like, that's what I tell people. If it's somebody you're trying to lay up with or trying to sleep with, just think to yourself, if this person was to get pregnant or if I was to get pregnant, would I want to have to deal with this person here for at least the next 18 years or for the duration of my kid's life? If the answer is no, don't do it. Ain't worth it.
With kids, it's a touchy subject with me, you know. Me being a father of five, and out of the five, I call myself doing the married thing a couple of times, and you know, one day I think I did it right, but you know, but with the kids, you know, it's real. I got a 13-year-old that I don't even know. I've never met a day in my life. All because her mother caught an attitude with me. And I begged and pleaded to be, you know, hey, let's get this, because we wasn't even in a relationship. It was a situation that kicked off that Jimmy had broke, boom, we got a baby.
Right.
So, I'm like, yo, I'm begging and pleading. Let me be a part of this baby's life. We can build a relationship.
Right.
You know, when it comes to my kids, I will fight anybody for my kids, over my kids. When it comes to my squad, yo, it goes down. You know,
I heard that.
And so, you know, just the bull crap, you know. She won't talk to me. She didn't even tell the baby girl that I'm her daddy. The baby girl don't even know I exist. She told her that the nigga she with is her father.
Did she ever give you a reason why she did this or why she's doing this?
No. Because if I tell a story, it's going to be like, damn. Pretty much, one day, while I was still in the military, quick, fast, and hurry, still in the military, so, you know, with the child support papers and everything, I'm a dude, I put child support on myself.
Uh-huh.
I went to the child support office to make sure my kid gets their money. All my kids got their money, you know.
Okay.
I'm in my kid's life and all that stuff. So, child support, you know, I went and put child support on, so she got my social and everything. So, she was checking my information, you know, instead of just waiting. She was trying to see what was going on in my military career. Well, you know, she was in the military at the time, so she's seeing what's going on in my career. And I was on order to go to Texas and Germany. I was on two sets of orders, but I had changed my job. So she calls the house on some gangster shit. Was like, just because you go on such and such, don't think them child support papers. And I jacked. I'm like, yo, I put child support on me. I'm not worried about the papers.
Right.
But my wife at the time got mad. Was like, why is she checking your information? So she got on the phone. And how my wife went into the bitch, this and this and this and this. And after that, I got back on the phone. She was like, you'll never see this motherfucker child. I promise you that. Click. 13 years later, we were going back and forth to court, wasn't showing up. I'm begging and pleading, and it was a wrap. So I fell
down.
Like, well, what? So I, you know, my oldest daughter was like, fuck that. She jumped on Facebook and tracked it down. And you know, I was trying to tell my daughter, don't go in. She and my daughter went in. I'm your sister. Your mama lying to you. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Next thing I get this three-page email like, tell your daughter to stop talking to my daughter. Hey, that's a sister. She's trying to find out who she
is. Right.
You know. And so she used to get mad at me because I used to call her. I said, you know what I do for a living. If I really wanted to knock on your front door, I would knock on your front door. But I'm letting you be the woman and handle your business. Then I started getting emails and phone. I started getting emails from her mama. I'm like, really? One moment her mama's on my side. You need to know your daughter. Then I guess her daughter say something to her, and boom. Next thing you know, she's like, leave the baby girl alone. And woo woo. I'm like, what the? I'm like, I just told her mom. I'm like, yo. I'm like, whose side are you on? You keep screaming, one moment you with me, one moment you with her. What do you want for your granddaughter? I want my granddaughter to know all her family.
I would never confide in her mother because that is her mother, and regardless of what she may say to you, you know what I'm saying? If it looks
right,
she going to stand up for her daughter. So, I would definitely try to fight that out in the court.
Right. It was funny because one moment, you know, then she started emailing my, you know, the wife that I was with at that point in time, you know, she started emailing her talking about, I really want them to know the baby. I'm like, look, I don't know what you're trying to play. I'm like, I'm done. I said, don't even worry about it. Sooner, when she turned 18, I'll find her. I got her social.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll wait till she turned 18, then y'all can't say nothing. And I got every letter. I got everything that you wrote saying I'll never see it. So I can walk right in and say, here you go, baby girl. I got pictures of you to show you that I'm not lying. I got pictures of you. Every letter that your mama wrote me saying I'll never see you. And every year for the last 13 years, I've been begging and pleading to see you.
Mm.
So whatever relationship her mom's getting behind that, it's not my fault. So it is what it is. You know what I mean?
No, I most definitely get what you mean. I definitely see what you mean. I mean, it's sad that you want to be in her life, and for whatever reason, she don't think that you should be, or she's not going to make that effort to make you a part of her life. I mean, really, the only person that she's robbing in that situation is the daughter.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Because you're robbing her from knowing her father.
You know, my bad thing, my thing, what I hate about it, like, you know, this world is small.
Yeah, it is.
You know, we all say this is a big world, but it's not. Because 9 times out of 10, you always run into somebody in another place. I'm like, man,
you know somebody.
My son might get older one day. You know, when he gets older, he might be somewhere, runs into her, they fall in love, and next thing you know, he's tapping his sister.
Awkward.
And I know in the world we know it happened. I know a person that it happened to personally.
Yeah, I can believe it. I mean, I can believe it happens all the time.
His father has some other kids. So the dude got hooked up with his sister. They got married. They had kids. It was a big family reunion. And they
literally.
So everybody like, wow, you met your sister finally. What will he look like, huh? And he's like, no, this is my wife. And he left her at the picnic, went home, packed all his clothes, and he left.
Wow.
Because
I mean, but what
said,
else
I
is there for you to really do? You know what I'm saying? Once you find something out like that, what else can you do?
You know, I can't do any, you know, you can't do anything because it is, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, he's in his kid's life.
You know, it's just jacked up that your daddy is your uncle, your daddy uncle.
Yeah, he's your uncle daddy. So he's more than just your dad, he's your uncle. Well, I will say this, that women do need to stop doing that silliness, because especially in the black community, because there's so many people that grow up without a father or, you know what I'm saying, or like with a solid household. So if there is somebody that's trying to be active in their life, women, get over it. If the man don't want you, but y'all got a baby, I mean, yeah, that might suck. But, you know what I'm saying, it's not the end of the world. You are, however you got with that man, if you knew you got with him and he was with somebody, or you knew what his situation was and you trying to put a baby on him and you get that baby and he wants to be a part of that baby's life, I mean, be an adult about it. Like, a messy situation, like, don't bring stress to an already stressful situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, try to make it work for the kids' sake. Because remember, once you bring that baby here, it's not just you and that person anymore. It's you, that person. And somebody ain't got nothing to do with y'all foolishness, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's craziness. But, I mean, I hope that she gets it together. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say too late, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't feel like it's ever really too late. But on the same token, you know, you want to be able to bond with your daughter. Because, like, I mean, for instance, like with me and my father, if you ask me, like, yeah, we laugh it up when we see each other. But if you ask me, like, personal questions, like, if he was a drop dead and the EMT is like, you know, well, what's this, that, and third? Shit, I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want that type of relationship. You want to be able to be like, well, you know, his blood type is this, or, you know, I know this was wrong with him. Like, you want that bond and that attachment. So the moral of this story is, people, if you can't take your kids, drop them off, and people, stop trying to turn your kids against their parents. That's never a smart idea. It's never a bright idea. Let your kids form their own damn opinions about their parents, okay?
Like, you never know what happens.
Yes, you're absolutely right. You know, you're a kid. You only know what one parent is telling you. Sometimes it'd be a lot deeper than what you think. So, with that being said, if you don't have any closing thoughts or anything else you want to say about that, I'm going to go ahead and spin another record. And hopefully when we get back, we'll be getting it in with our second interview on Indie Up Saturday, the D Hour Network. Did you have any closing remarks about that?
Meech,
love the kids. He got a whole troop over in that bitch. Look, you going there and ride down on somebody. You got enough people for a volleyball squad,
you know,
basketball.
I got you. Maya,
okay,
Michaela. Wait. It's Maya, Michaela, Jasmine, Dimitri Jr., David. I love you all. You know I'm here. Pick up the phone. I'm coming. Catch me. You know I'm there. Big day. I see you in about a good month and a half. We really going to get up. All right.
Okay.
I'm setting up now.
All right. Boom. Y'all hear that? Y'all daddy love y'all. But he a killer nigga over y'all. So here go Moon. I'm so gone. Here we go.
Leaving all the competition in the dust.
I'm so gone, tell them ain't no stopping me. I'm still high, tell them ain't no reaching me. Now I ain't got that money, I'm gone, gone, gone. Now I'm in the club, gotta gone, gone, gone.
Everybody watching like, ooh, Moon, he about to spark, he about to bubble, starting trouble again. All them girlies know him again. Everything I do, I swear to God, I do it too. Went back up in this, like I never left, believe that. Everything I do it because I need that. Yeah, with that cash, I don't play fair. I need it off a bag of money, my ribs touching, I need that. If it ain't about money, you can keep that. It's crazy how I hop up on these beats. I got fans around the world waiting for my next tweet. 7 jeans on my... with Bacardi's on my feet, and you ain't never taste victory if you ain't taste defeat.
I'm so gone, tell them ain't no stopping me. I'm so high, tell them ain't no reaching me. Now I got
got that money, now I'm gone, gone, gone. Now I'm in the club, gotta gone, gone, gone.
I'll be everywhere that you say that you would go. Atlanta, show me love, but New Jersey, that's my hood, though. All up in they city now, opening up a ditty now. I know my haters mad, keep on hating, I won't let you down.
Nope.
Thanks to y'all, I'm growing my wealth. You ain't gotta feel me, cause I'm feeling myself. Put your hand back, I don't need help.
Nope.
I'm good where I'm at, you can stay to yourself.
Please.
Y'all trash, move. And every time I leave, they wishing I never left.
Tell them ain't no stopping me, I'm still high. Tell them ain't no reaching me. Now I got that money, now I'm gone, gone, gone. Now I'm in the club, gotta gone, gone, gone.
Yeah.
Attention all shoenistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Yes, yes, Autism Speaks. That was my girl, Toni Braxton. I love the Braxton family values. I just wanted to say that. I don't know why. But we are back on Indie Up Saturday. On the D-Hour Network, holding it down, it is me, Ray Cole, and drumroll, you gonna say your name?
It's your boy.
Now let me stop.
Boom.
With the whole, it's your boy.
You sound like the Mo Money, that's what you sound like. Mm-hmm. But no, okay, so either our next interviewer is not sure what time it is, or he has stood us up. So what we're going to do, we're going to keep it moving here. We're going to move on to a different topic. So I'm on TMZ, and right now what we're going to talk about is Robin Thicke pleads with Paula Patton doing concert again. So I didn't know anything about this, you know, but, you know. Anyway, so this is the story here. It says, this is starting to become embarrassing. Robin Thicke is still going on and on about the importance of forgiveness in a relationship, all in the attempt to make amends with his ex, Paula Patton. Thicke performed to a packed house Friday night in Madison Square Garden and started preaching to the crowd about forgiving your family members no matter what the cause. Thicke says, we got to learn to forgive each other. Learn to love each other no matter who it is in your family or relationship, because you're always going to need your friends and family and a good divorce lawyer. Okay, so my thing is, if he's making public apologies, like, I wonder what, I know he was accused of cheating, so I wonder, is that like the actual reason why they're getting divorced, or, you know, or is it something other than that? But if he's doing that on stage while he's supposed to be performing, sounds like he might be a little messed up about it. What you think?
Yep. Karma.
Sound like he got the blues.
Oh, yeah. You know, because Paula was a good woman, yo.
Mm-hmm.
And she's fine. Let me stop.
I think sometimes people get with folks and, you know, and they know that they're a catch or whatever, but sometimes people get bigger than the relationship and you start forgetting about your other half, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes, you know, when they take off, then that's when you come to that, or the realization, like, damn.
That's why I'm getting me somebody to start at the bottom with me and rise to the top.
You said you got to be down to do some Bunny and Clyde shit to get with me, honey.
Yeah, we starting from the bottom. And when we make it to the top, we already know. We done been through all the dumb shit. We done been through the cheating, the arguing, the lies, the drama. We done been through all that. So now we at the top. We know how to handle it. Look, it's me and you. Me and you done went to hell. We went through hell and high water to get here. So we good. You know I'm down for you to the end. You ain't going. You ain't leaving nowhere. You ain't going nowhere. You by my side. We ain't getting divorced. Hey, you get mad at me, you better take your ass in the other room. We're going to have a big-ass house. You can have one half of the house. You stay on that half, and I stay on this half. But when the world will never know me and you having problems.
Right. Well, not only that, my thing is this. I think it's normal, dare I say, even a little sexy to argue sometimes. Because sometimes the best booty is that makeup booty. You know what I'm saying?
Freak.
Like that.
You a freak.
I'm just.
Freak.
Nah, I'm telling the truth. But I mean, everybody know that's like the best time. Like, I mean, but not only that, if somebody never argues with you, I would be inclined to believe that their head is either full of silly putty and they do whatever you tell them to do, or they don't care about you. Because if somebody argues with you.
An argument is always going to happen. That's regardless. That's just part of the nature. That's human nature.
Right.
If you don't argue, something's wrong.
Something wrong.
You know?
Something's wrong. You know, I'm not saying have them arguments where, you know, I'm calling you out your name and you about to put hands on me, but on the same token, like, if it's an argument, like, the arguments we have, me and my guy, so... They so stupid. But it's like, you know, but thank God that that's all we arguing about. Like, arguing about what you want to watch on TV or who's supposed to be cooking or
Those are arguments you're supposed to have.
Right.
You know.
And that's what I be trying to tell some of my friends, man. Like, look, you ain't the dude that ain't doing that to you. You going to run a good man away because you're crazy.
You know. Because
you a loon.
Yo, those are arguments you're supposed to have. You're supposed to be like, it's your time to wash dishes. No, nigga, it's your time. Nigga, put that shit in the dishwasher. Rock, paper, scissors. You know, and keep moving.
So here's a compromise, okay? We about to compromise because I'm not about to be arguing with your ass over no silly stuff. You know, but like another thing I tell people, too, is when you get with people, pay attention to how they are. You know, be straight up with the person. Let them know what it is you expect and what it is you want out of a relationship. Let that be known up front. Don't be getting with people and trying to trick them. You know what I'm saying? You down to do all this stuff in the beginning, but then a few months later, you know, you'd have forgot. You can change. Like, your true colors and came out. Like, you can't do that to people. That's trickery. You know what I'm saying? Like, did you hear about that Asian man that sued his wife for being ugly?
This is what you tell them. Stop presenting. Stop showing up with the representative and just bring the real person.
Exactly. Don't be no phony baloney. I'm not saying you got to divulge everything on the first date, but at least be straight up. You know what I'm saying? Because so many times I think we as people, we try to say what we think people want to hear versus how we truly feel, you know what I'm saying? And like I tell my guy this all the time, the same things that people argue about in the beginning, stuff that just really get on your nerve, I'd rather you tell me, hey, that's getting on my nerve. So that way I can kind of, you know, kind of compromise with you a little bit. Like, okay, well, I know he don't like it when I do this, but I'm going to try not to do it. I'm going to try not to do it while, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to try not to get on his nerve so he don't get on my nerve. Like, you have to compromise, you know what I'm saying? But so many people don't want to compromise. They just want it to be the way they want it to be, and if it's not the way they want it to be, they want to point the finger at the other person. And that's just not how it's supposed to be, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? But that's just my little opinion, you know, it means nothing outside of this wall. But it seems like they might have some serious problems if they're arguing about him cheating. But I'm not trying to be funny. When he came out with that song, Blurred Lines, oh, my God, like I was looking at that song, I was like, okay, Sugar Daddy. Like, that's all I was thinking. Like, that's what it looked like. Like, you like, what? Ain't nothing wrong with it if that's what you want to do. But, like, in that video, it looked like, I mean, if I was your wife, you have to be a very secure woman to sit there and watch that video. Like, you got girls running around with their titties jiggling, booties jiggling. They all in your face. You chasing behind them. Like, well, okay, hold up. You know, like, I guess. You know, and the song is Blurred Lines. What you mean by Blurred Lines, Robbie? That's like you should have came and what you mean, blurred lines. You know, so, but then on the same token, just to argue the other side, sometimes you know if you, okay, it's different rules when you date a sexy motherfucker. Excuse my French, but when you dating somebody that's other people want, people are just going to throw themselves at him. So right now he kind of hot after the blurred lines, the Miley Cyrus bending her booty over, poking it out. Like, you know, you got a little hot sauce on him. So, you know, people are going to be coming at him like that. You know what I'm saying? Hey. So maybe it's a little bit deeper than you and I know. You know what I'm saying? We don't know. We're not in their marriage, but, you know, TMZ like putting people on blast. So, you know, we read what they saying, you know. Go ahead.
I'm going to be on TMZ. It'll be like, the D. Allen Network host, Mitchie D, a.k.a. No Reason, was seen doing whatever. Yep, that's what they're going to be like. And people going to be like, he wasn't doing nothing. Yep, that's No Reason.
Well, let me tell you this. If you get to the level where you on TMZ, they're going to have people just sending them stories about you. Like, some of this stuff.
Hey, that's cool, because then I get the class and I'll be like, hey, I'm on TMZ. Publicity.
I mean, I guess, but I can see it getting annoying after a while. Like, people, the cameras all in your face.
Hey,
like, that type of stuff.
Right. I'm going to tell you. If I was last to get famous and get big, man, them niggas going to be like, has anybody seen Dimitri? Where the hell has he been? He did the movie, then he disappeared. Man, I'll be
how
like that.
Like,
I'll be like
the world
that.
Is Waldo?
Uh-huh. They're going to be seeing me in the crowd. Ain't that him right there? Fine, No Reason. See, they're going to never get no dirt on my ass. They're going to be like, they're going to have to make some shit up.
Hold on. If I got to that level of success, I have a big sign outside my house that says, if you could step on the grass, you will be shot. Okay, look, I got time to be playing with y'all. It's going to be a moat. Or what's that thing with the sharks floating around and the drawbridge? It's going to be one of them things
moat?
Out there. I ain't got time to be dealing with y'all. Like, come on this property if you want to. You're going to be limping out. We're going to shoot you right in your ass. For real.
Hey, you seen Walking Dead, right?
Yes.
I'm gonna dig the pits in my yard and I'm gonna cover it up with a light coat with some grass. So every time they ass step in my yard, they'll be down there. Now you gonna hear.
Oh Lord!
What the fuck you got up in here?
Man,
Marcus.
I really do feel sorry for people that, like, are in the top spots. I mean, because you think about it, like, their whole life is on display. Like, they can't have a private moment. Like, they just can't go file for divorce and don't nobody care. Or, you know, the only their family and stuff know. Everybody knows. You have a breakdown. Everybody knows. Like, and for me personally, you know, because, you know, we both trying to be in that type of business to a certain extent. I just want to get my songs out there after that. You know what I'm saying? I want to fall back into non-existence. Like, that's just how I feel because it's just so crooked. You know what I'm saying? It just seems like you could use fame and people liking you and, you know, getting exposure good, but then it could turn around and the same thing could be like a headache. Like, just looking at that, it's like, oof. You know, I don't like how Beyonce them do it. Like, I mean, they be on point. Because they don't catch me a few days looking like an old Rastafarian, okay? Looking like I just came straight out of Congo Bush in Africa. Like, I ain't got time, but I ain't feel like combing my hair today. That's why they make hats.
Here's Ray Cole out shopping with her butt cheek hanging out.
My butt cheek ain't going to be hanging out. Don't speak that evil on me. I'm going to be well covered. Okay, look. I'm telling you, because if you look at them, some of them be going out, they be having on them big hats and big sunglasses, like they really don't want, you can tell they really don't want to be bothered. And to have to be bothered in your everyday life, like, that would suck. You know, I mean, I get to be cool for a minute, but after a while I could see that being a very, like, oh, my God, I'm trying to have a moment for myself right now, and you in my face. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Look, I'm out here trying to enjoy time with the kids. Do I really want to be bothered? Like Eminem said, I can't even take a poop without
you. Can't even
take a
shit, yes. And that's crazy. Nobody should have to be subjected to that, in my opinion. You hear what I'm saying?
They'll be mad at me. They'll be mad at me because I'll be throwing shit on their ass.
What? Like a monkey? Okay. So I got a story to tell, and then after this we're going to spin a few records, and then we're going to come back and, you know, and say goodnight to the world. But, okay, so I was at this club. It was a hood club, but, you know, I love hood clubs. That's a secret about me. I don't know if y'all know that, but I don't know. It's just something about the hood club.
Yeah.
It's just interesting.
Ray hood. Don't let her fool you. She hood.
Say, underneath all of the gummy bears and marshmallows, I boogie fist with the hood clubs. But, I mean, I haven't been in a long time because, you know, it's been getting kind of bad, people getting shot and all that type of stuff. I can't get shot. I got shit to do in this life. However, when I was going, like, heavily, I'm at this club, not a bathroom, it's a little rundown, and, like, I'm in there, you know, I'm trying to pee. Like, I'm not sitting on the seat, because the seat, you know, in the club bathrooms, you're looking nasty. I must have looked up, and tell me why this dude was standing there watching me pee. Like, just sitting there, like, shaking his, like, and my first reaction was like, oh, my God, like, this creep is watching me pee. But then when I thought about it, I was like, I should have just, like, when you said throw some poop, I should have just took my hand and sprinkled.
Like, you want to look, nigga?
Look at this. It's all in your face. It was nasty. And then you going to try to tell me some, I ain't no pervert. I ain't no, you are a pervert. You in the girl's bathroom, first off. Looking at somebody pee, I was just happy it was somebody else in there with me because God knows that could have went, like, all type of wrong. You know what I'm saying? But luckily, you know, I'm a lucky girl, I'm telling you. Luckily, somebody else was in there to pinpoint the pervert. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, good time at the hood club. Good time, good time.
Man, I don't even remember the last time I went to a hood club. Shit, I ain't even really been to a, I think I've been to, like, But last time, I ain't been to hood. You know, out here, you can't really find a good hood club. You know, everything is, you know, everybody up at the casino at the clubs. And then in the after hour spots. But you just.
Man. No, go ahead.
So I'm like, man, one day I'm going to find me a hood club and go up. Wait, you know what? I take it back. I know where a hood club is, but I ain't going to that club. Because I hear they be popping off ugly, and I ain't even trying to get caught up with it.
That's what I'm
catch
saying.
A ricochet.
That's what I'm saying. And you have to be careful. You just
I'm
have
too
to.
Old for the club.
I'm not going to say you're too old for the club. Like, I don't feel like I'm too old to go to a club or just a different type of setting. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I want to go somewhere and shake my ass for about an hour, 30 minutes, that's cool. But, you know, but as far as, like, you know, you just have to go with your age demographic, like people that think like you, and you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. Because the very last time I went, got up in there, we was having fun. You know, some of the people in there was a little bit younger than us. You know, we all in our 20s, but, you know, they, like, for, like, just now hitting 21, okay? Like, all the stuff they about to do, we done already did it. So, you know, we up in there, we peeping the scene, looking around, all that type of stuff. You know, we start boogieing, start dancing and shit. You know, and I must have been partying with the white people for too long. But, you know, at white clubs, you don't never really see no fight. Like, because everybody bumping into everybody, it's like a big rave up in that bitch, okay? You know, and people just keep on going. Like, if they do bump into you, you know it's not on purpose. It's just, you know, it's tight. Anyways, but something must have happened up in there. All I know is I saw the girl arguing, and they standing next to me. Next thing I know, I see a fist. I'm like, whoa, like, and I'm just standing there looking. I'm like, oh, my God, like, if they was to get to shooting right now, I would be right in the crossfire. And like I said, I got stuff to live for. Like, I can't be a part of it. Like, I love the hood clubs, but I just can't be a part of it. I can't die on no humbug, you know what I'm saying, or for somebody else's craziness. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead, unless you got any final remarks you want to add to that, I was going to go ahead and play another track instead of spin another record.
Play another track.
Yes, I'm going to play another track. Okay.
Play a
well,
track.
I'm going to go ahead. Play another track. Okay. What'd you say?
Man, I was just messing with you talking about play a fucking track.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Anyways, play a fucking track. So that's what I'm finna do. You said, wait a minute. Wait, did you? Okay, never mind. Anyways, okay, so I'm going to go ahead and play Nitty Scott's Bath Salt. Very interesting title. So we're going to go ahead and play that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
And I make it back quick, take a jab at the sad chick, suck a magic. Drop that face like a bad habit. Metal with the devil and his advocates. Never really gave a f*** like a master knit. Mad in a padded room with a damn casket. Oh, you ain't f*** with a group, hey, touche. I treat a sucker mother f*** with a bouquet. Black hippie with it, all my skin's groovy. Feeling Gucci and he's on a roof, hey. Mad cause I'm sipping on Fuji. Looking like new prey, soft in a souffle. No, I'm on top like a toupee. Fuse, causing a fiasco, Lupe. And I stick to my sh*** no Velcro. From a label or an email with a female motherfucker retail thinking she frail. I'ma derail, I'ma turn the tables and you bout to learn that I like the bridge and I watch it burn. Knock your urn and I block your turn. I pop your kernel, I'm not concerned. Wait, but if I dedicate this, probably make a funny famous. Gracious, they be trying to test patience, but I never let them, never sweat them in they faceless. Rather have my people going H, faceless for the A-list pace. Whole world caught up in the matrix, third eye wide, now back to the basics. Roll that, that's my shit. Boombox fam, that's my click. Whole rap game, that's my bitch. And they get sick quick when I'm in that whip. Catch my drift. Cush so strong, they can catch my whiff. I don't buy that sucker shit. So mother, the government, damn. I'm about to go ham. If you a goat, give a damn if you a lamb. Creep while you sleep, we be lurking in the water. Coming for the slaughter, and I'm puffing with your daughter. It's a new world order. Looney is a goon with a mood disorder. Shout out to my true supporters. Clocking on them Brooklyn corners. Take it straight to the vein. Yeah, that blast to the brain. Yeah, that acid rain. Fly so high, I was born on a plane. Always told my n***s I would never play the lame game. But the fame game, be the same thing. Road to the riches for the main lane. Started from the bottom, so it's everything a gang main. G's up, down, nigga, bang, bang. I don't give a f*** what your claim or your chain hang. Flame bangs in a whole damn gang same. Make your favorite rapper have a name change, dang. Feel me? Hey, don't be mad if my b- got more hits than your mixtape. We two seasons to be salty over here. The whole lot. 2013. Raise. Jelani, cut that shit. We out.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like,
"Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUsKids, and the Ad Council.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game. Pew, pew!
Wait. Mom, what?
Huh? What? Hold
What'd
on.
You say? Wait a sec, what?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Who are you? Who are you?
Hi, Mom. It's me.
For 25 years, with the help of people like you, the Alzheimer's Association has focused on preventing, treating, and finding a cure for Alzheimer's disease. To help, visit www.alz.org.
www.alz.org.
Yes, 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 yes. We are back on the D Hour Show, Indie Up Saturday. I am your girl, Ray Cole, and we have...
your boy, Mitri D, a.k.a. No Reason, a.k.a. Gotta Grind, a.k.a. Mr. Rise and Grind himself, a.k.a. No, let me stop.
Say, look, I got a whole slew of names. You know, some probably, some like to call me Dick. Others like to call me Ho.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm about to bust that blueprint out. They ain't ready. They ain't ready. But, yeah, so we have reached the last few minutes of the show, you know. I'll let Mitri take this one off. I'll let you begin the good nights for tonight. Boom.
Well, again, thank you, everybody, for listening. We really appreciate you, the D-Hour Network. We're working hard for you. We're going to keep bringing you these fat Indie Up Saturdays, where we bring you all this good new music for up-and-coming artists. Me and Ray Cole gonna keep trying to make it funky for you every time we get on the mic, you know, had a good topics and everything. And we glad you guys keep listening and coming back and all of, you know, all our guests today. Especially AJ Marie. I'm your friend now on Facebook, so you know I'm finna bug you now. If I know if you're still listening. So yeah, we really appreciate it. The network gonna keep trying to bring all the good stuff to you. We got some surprises for you this year, so be looking out for us. And to my shorty,
yes.
Daddy loves you. To Ray Ray, you my girl. You know, 100 grand always. So.
No. Yes, yes, yes. I definitely
don't forget,
agree.
And don't forget your homework. I'm going to text it to you once we get off the air. You
fine.
Got homework.
Fine, okay. Well, maybe that's what we could do next week. We can talk about the 90s and all the lingo and the terms of the 90s, okay? Because, yeah. Yeah,
we should do that.
Anyway,
we can
definitely do that. That could definitely be one of our topics. So, they about to boot us off live. So I'm going to go ahead and say good night. Thanks for tuning in. Hopefully you tune in next Saturday because we're going to keep it crunk. We're going to keep it popping, and we're going to keep the interviews hot. You know what I'm saying? So thank
right,
you,
right.
And good night. Hello.
Chris Brown.
I got to tell what I feel. I got to talk about my life as I see.
Welcome. You just tuned into the D Hour Show.
-10.
And it is the biggie. It's your boy Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, Man Cabbage, packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghost writing, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing, took the score of my life, through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. sound freedom out, chasing the adrenaline. Hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power. The present is the gift and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming. Like them bullets in the hundreds in Chicago in the summer. From some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King when the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this thriller. These plates bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo.
This is Journey Brave and you are now tuned in to the D-Hour Show.